Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingaman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served as Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingaman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingaman. For Corporation Commission.
I'm authorized by the Kennedy Port Kennedy Committee, authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a connected future to 11 Broadway, to Oklahoma 735-325-0679-3500.
More than 3,500 acres will be offered in Texas County without reserve in an online-only multi-parcel auction. It all happens Tuesday, June 4th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This property is being offered in tracts or tract combinations ranging from 160 to nearly 1,500 acres. Now, the seller will retain all owned oil, gas, and other mineral interests. Wind, solar, and water, though, will convey. Now, for more information, contact Triangle Realty, 806-367-8334, or go to TriangleRealtyLLC.com.
Well, the latest census of agriculture has been released, and I had the opportunity to visit with National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy, Mike Strands, about what they saw in this year's ag census.
Those trends in the ag census are not encouraging. You know, some of those, the total loss in, or the total amount of farmers that have gone out of business since 2017, clocking in about 150,000 just in the 5 years of the census, was really shocking. However, we know, as farmers and ranchers across the country, that we can encourage the next generation to get involved. And we saw some trends related to that baked into the census. And I think there's some glimmers of hope there, and how we can foster that and kind of encourage some growth in different parts of agriculture could be spread across the rest of the sector. So we're hopeful that we can see some improvements.
As NFU advocates for the success of the younger generation in agriculture, Strand said one of the ways of growth is being promoted through education.
One of the ways is through education. And we have our Beginning Farmers Institute applications are being accepted right now. So if you're a beginning farmer or rancher, or even thinking about getting into farming and ranching, we've got a great educational opportunity. You could be part of a cohort of about 20 others, similarly situated people across the country. And there's about 10 days of in-person programming, be it at an NFU convention, coming to D.C. for an event, some other educational opportunities, along with some virtual meetings and education. And you can get to know some others who are in the same situation as you. Really encourage folks to check it out at nfu.org/BFI.
To hear my complete conversation with NFU's Mike Strands, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, taking a look at the latest U.S. Crop Progress Report, winter wheat headed is now at 83%, harvested around 6%, and conditions nationwide 49% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 18% poor to very poor. Not really much change from last week. However, this time last year, winter wheat conditions in the U.S. were only 36% good to excellent, 30% fair, and 34% poor to very poor. For Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested is now at 22%. Conditions rated 56% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 13% poor to very poor. Corn planted at 96%. Right now, corn conditions 80% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 2% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted is at 47%. Soybeans, 37% planted. Peanuts, 70% planted. Peanut conditions rated 95% good to excellent, 4% fair, and 1% poor to very poor. Cotton planted now at 48%. Conditions in Oklahoma, 82% excellent, 14% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. Livestock conditions now 70% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 3% poor to very poor. Pasture and range for Oklahoma, 56% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.